Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
A veil of silence now descends, and like all stars. stories, this one ends.
All right, what is today all about? Well, we're going to go on another journey here. And this time we're journeying through the finest music finds of 2024. Sorry, that'll be next year. That's coming up. I'm already preparing that, you know. Or 2025, that's such an easy number. You know, I think that Zegger and Evans used it in the year 25. Oh, man, only 500 years away. Zombo in your brain here. Hey, recapping my finest music finds of this past year. And this could take us all the way to spring because 2024 was one dilly of a year with new music and releases. Even though this is an older release, which I started, Peter Blegvid and Andy Partridge from this amazing record came out a few years ago, Gone Words. That was Sacred Objects. They re-released it. So there, I got a re-release of that. So it's interesting because you're going to hear some new stuff, some new stuff, some new old stuff, and some new old stuff. And recapping, it's kind of called the quarterly report. I started doing this years ago. It's just so much fun because I get all this great music all year long, and I don't find a place to play it. You know, I'm on the radio doing these little theme shows and coming up and this and that and the other. And, you know, this is just going to be a wonderful hodgepodge of Hodge and some Podge. It's the Podge we really dig, man. Let's just jump right back in, man. This is the world's greatest sinner, originally done by Frank Zappa for the movie The World's Greatest Sinner. And reissued again on Delphi Records by the Deeks of Hazzard, Deke Dickerson and Company, the world's greatest sinner, WRCT, Zombo in your brain.
Line. You better run for your life. saying, little girl, that you're with another man, that's the end of my little girl. Sermon, I mean everything I say. Baby, I'm determined and I'd rather see you dead. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end of my little girl. Your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am.
take it easy.
Just keep calm and get along, man.
Take it easy.
Electric cookers, irons and kettles might as well be just scrap metal. Take your time and you'll be fine, so
take it easy.
Yeah, that was a fun little 4D5 there. It actually was a reissue, a band called The Lonely Boys from their album Little Bitch. And it's Take It Easy. Yeah, that was a reissue this year. Nice little, just holds up really well. Nice little groovy number. Before that, we heard another 4D5. This is Jackie and the Cedrics. This is a reissue. Road Race. And then Marshall Bontempe doing the John Lennon composition, Run For Your Life. Version of that. And that was interesting. John Lennon always said that's the song he really regretted writing. He said he, I'd rather see a dead little girl, this and that. And he was like, I don't know if I went too far on that one. And then he wrote, I Am the Walrus. And then that was about it for the John Lennon. Whatevs. Before that, we heard, we started off with Dukes of Hazzard, World's Greatest Sinner. And... Yeah, so like the nice thing is, it was so nice to actually go in a store today and not hear Christmas music. Christmas music is like garlic to me, like Dracula. I just the Christmas music I do not like, you know. Possibly the only maybe the waitresses Christmas wrapping or gift wrapping, and that was just like an accident how they did that. That's the only one. On the other side of the scale, we got probably the worst Christmas song ever. That I just can't stand, and that's Little Drummer Boy. Man, I can't stand Little Drummer Boy. It's such a weird story, too. It's like, you know, and the sad thing is, I mean, most of the best Christmas songs are written by Jewish guys. It's the ones that are really crummy that are written by non-Jewish, you know? Like White Christmas, that's a song. Irving Berlin. I think Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, another one. But needless to say, the idea of Little Drummer Boy is just so pathetic. It's like, hey, there's this kid. He just got born. Hey, how about I bring a drum over and just bang it real loud? Here's my gift for you. Sounds kind of mean. You know, here's this little, and I'm going to play this drum. Boom, bam, beam. There you go. Couldn't it be something nice like a flute, you know, or a harpsichord? No, it had to be a drum. And just something that just make a kid just cry. And damages eardrums. Now, they weren't thinking that one out. All right, this is, remember Klatteau? Remember this band called Klatteau? Klatteau is in the 70s or 80s? Probably the 80s and or 70s. I don't know. It's all a blur to me. Everything from like 1910 to like now is all a blur. They were supposed to be like, oh, this might be the Beatles. And then there's this whole big thing like, oh, do you think that Paul McCartney is in Klatteau? You know, look at this cover. It's Ringo Starr is on the cover of his album with Klatteau, and there's an album, and there's a band called Klatteau. Well, Klatteau is just this band out of Canada that sounded like the Beatles. And they started this whole big hubbub about this band being the secret Beatles after the Beatles broke up. Well, they came out with one tune called A Routine Day. That was really a bit of an existential tune, which I remember seeing animation for it on like Night Flight or something, one of these older shows from the 80s. And then it is a compilation came out. Believe it or not, there's a tribute to Klatteau. And here's a band called Curiosity Shop doing A Routine Day. It's a rather somber tune, but it kind of is cool. I like it. And it's in your brain.
It started off a routine day. I got through the morning in the usual way. I caught the bus on time. Good morning, Mr. Driver, drive. As I sat there in my overcoat and clutched my cane, I pressed my nose against the foggy window pane. Ho hum. The life I lead would even make a dead man yawn. Sandwich and a beer, I go on a hunch to the park where I hope to find a little bit of peace of mind. As I sat there on a bench amidst the road and grace, I felt a strange sensation that without a trace appeared. But then so little to gain, you sell your life away. Why can't you see you're just a cog working like a dog? Trade your future for a dead end job that's full of routine days.
they did take some liberties with that song. He wasn't a beer. He had, I forget what it was, but he didn't have a beer for lunch. And it's Kingdom Come, not Karen. I don't know about that. Here's a hot new thing I really dug. Brand new, Hustle Fuzz. And the tune is called Hustle Fuzz. By Hustle Fuzz. RCT Zombo. Ooh, in your brain.
Hustle Fuzz. cielo se ne sta, pioggia nelle mani, questo è tutto ciò che ha. Clap hands, clap hands, clap hands, clap hands. Ruggisce il cielo, ruggito di tuono, certo non ritornerà quel poco di buono.
Clap hands.
can't believe that song was never really, really released that popular. It's the English beat early on, and it's Boozy Price. So I got to tell you, there's a website where this guy says albums that should have happened. And it's really wonderful way. What he'll do is he'll get all these B-sides, demos, outtakes, things that were unreleased, crazy different live versions. And he makes new albums. And this is like a new album, sort of new album of old tracks. And it's all bootleg stuff, you know. So it's not like legitimate releases. But it says albums that should have been. And this kicks off this English beat record. And it is a great tune. Didn't you think so? I think so. I was like, when they said, hey, that's really cool. That's English beat. And it's probably right around the second or third record before they got, you know, real pop. And, you know, still cool. Still cool. And they're still touring. And they're a lot of fun to see. Before that, we heard Laura Frubbi. Fredel. Laura Fredelli. Because it probably is Italian. Doing Padagna Nani, which means clap hands. It's from her Tom Waits in Italian. It's called Porno Show. And it's Tom Waits in Italian. And she does a really good job with that. The album's really excellent. That just came out. That came out a while ago, but finally got a hold of it. Then Joe Strummer's first band, the 101ers, or one of his first bands, Let's Get a Bit Rocking. And that was remastered and put out again for like the 14,000th time. And things started off with Hustle Fuzz. Oh, I'm going to play something in the background. So this is a crazy-ass record that was just released. It's a band called Spook. And it's kind of jazzy all over the place. It's a 13-minute track, and obviously it's just going to be background stuff because it's just really, kind of has that New York loose jazz kind of avant-garde stuff that I do kind of like every now and then. This is called Fire. It's from the new album by Spook. I got to tell you some things here. How about a concussion? That's right. Get hit on the head with a big stock of corn, man. You get a concussion. And every year, 3 million people get them concussions. And sometimes the effects can be serious. That's right. That's right. You start stalking people. According to the American Academy of Neurology, an athlete at any level is suspected of having a concussion should be removed from play and then evaluated. That's great. And then they soak his toes in cream corn. And he's okay. Then he's going back in again. So that's the thing. They never really, like, make a big deal about hockey players getting concussions, even though they probably get them a lot. They actually say football is the worst because they get those little hits every play. And whereas, like, you know, with hockey, it's just a stick upside the head and you walk it off or you skate it off. But with football, and I don't know if they get too many concussions in basketball either. I don't think so. I can't stand watching basketball. It makes me dizzy. You know, it's all the back and forth. All the back and forth of basketball. No like. I hate all sports. I don't know. It's just so weird, isn't it? I just can't get into it. And I probably, the world would be, well, if everybody got into bread and circuses, like 90% of the people get into bread and circuses, you know, sports. And this is kind of like my bread and circus, music. It's all an escape. It's all escape and your own little island. You know. Mm-hmm. So, where was I going with that? I don't know. Just don't get a concussion. How about save the kids? Every day everybody's got some kids to feed, right? And it's preventable and you got to feed them, but also you got to give them the vaccines? Every day in the developing world, children die for preventable, treatable disease illnesses. Okay, that sounds like a kid. Save the children. Sorry, it dozed off. All right, save the kids. Save the kids. Why am I saving the kids? I say save the real old people. See how old you can get them. It's more like a kind of a little hobby. You know, you can save the kids all you want. Try seeing you like grow your old folks. See if you can get past 100. He wants to be 100. Who really wants to be 100? 100's pretty weird, man. So just think, you turn 80 years old, and you got a whole 20 years after that. And those are 20 rotten years. Those are 20 years where everything hurts all the time. You know, the best you can hope for is you get a concussion. That's right. should tell you about some shows. Isn't this nice little background stuff? It's just really kind of really well done. But this kind of like nice driving around music, kind of like Twin Peaks like. Penny Finds, an hour of Sweetie Pie music. Oh, that's new. The best of C86. What's C86? Come on, man. Quit making stuff up. Jangle Pop and Twee. Oh, just like, you know, just like, hey. Oh, now here's how it's done right. Classic blues. Now, come on. Everybody knows what that is. He's not going to be playing any C86 on that show. That's right, man. It's 2 hours of deep blues, man. It's better than 1 hour. And four times as good as 30 minutes of blues. Do the math. Join Steve 3 to 5 for 2 hours of classic international blues. And get yourself a concussion at the same time, man. You know you dig it. You know you dig it. So everybody's holiday. So it's weird. The holiday season just kind of hit me in a day. And you know what really got me? Two things got, actually, one thing really got me in the holiday mood was almost like a modern day version of A Christmas Carol. And with the Luigi dude. That's almost like a new Christmas Carol, you know? The guy that denies all these claims, getting some comeuppance. I don't know, man. Talk about folk hero. That's gonna be the new Christmas story. That's right. That's right, man. See, check this out, man. Yeah. It's Spook, and the song's Fire. I'm going to play a little bit more of this. There's a surf thing by a band called Surf Monster called Squidward. And I just, it was nice, I just interviewed Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob. And man, what a nice guy. I just finished Steel City Con. A couple good interviews, but Tom Kenny was really, it was really a really neat to meet him. That was fun. Mm-hmm. So there we go with that. So a pretty lame segment, right? I didn't even talk about Drummer Boy again. Or Clapto. Or the Barada Necktoe. Or Necktie. Well, we at least got our PSAs in and our promos in, right? Well, we're doing what I'm doing, what you're doing with me. Oh, man, we almost got 45 minutes in. I'm just putting my toe in the water. Playing my finest music finds of 2024. And just going all over the board. All right, let's get Squidward. There's a little surf stuff to cleanse your palate. Surf Monster.
crossed on me once, says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can, don't even try to understand, just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm a standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me. Find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
That was from 2024. That's the new album from Tuba Skinny. And yeah, it's got that old timey sound from the new album Hot Town. And that's Nobody's Business. Nobody's Business. And wow. Yeah, it's just kind of fun music to listen to. It's this is a strange thing. You ever, I just always kind of am fascinated by the think about just the way you are, how, what circumstances went into all the stuff. I was talking to Les Lisner, and I was thinking, yeah, I don't like sports at all. And then I'm thinking, why don't I like sports? And I go, well, I can remember I was on Little League in a baseball. I was on there one day, and then they told me to go home. And then, so that was kind of disappointing. That was just last year. And then basketball. I hit basketball because I couldn't play it very well. And I remember I went and bought like this. This is when red, white, and blue basketballs first came out. I remember I got this red, white, and blue basketball. And everybody's going to want to play basketball with me. And pretty much they did. And I just kind of like sat around and watched them play with my basketball. Another thing that made me hate sports. I played football for a little bit. So I was for a little bit. And then they just told me I just needed to sit down. And I wasn't very good at football. So maybe if I would have been better at something like that, I would have got more involved in team sports and been a completely different animal. It's fascinating. And why do you like the music you like? What about this music? Is it because you grew up and you heard certain things and you can associate those certain things with like, oh, yeah, I remember I was 16 years old and I played Frippinino's No Pussyfoot in the first Roxy Music record. And it just seemed to really make me feel good. And I listened to more of that stuff. So it's almost like speaking English. You only speak English because you were dropped in this country. You know, you don't grow up speaking French because you're born here. Same with religion. You know, you wouldn't be any of these other religions if you weren't, you know, those religions are specific to those countries if you weren't born in those countries. It's just fascinating the kind of being we are is a crazy mix. It's just an unbelievable mix of things, of experience, and then generations and generations and generations. You know, you got that crazy grandpa. Well, part of that crazy grandpa's in you. You got this weird uncle. Part of that weird uncle's in you. Got this crazy survivalist aunt. And she's part of that. You get all of this ancestry. And the people don't even, and you got to realize the way you are is the way you're formed and then mutated. That's a good way to look at it. That's a great way to look at it. You're formed a certain way with certain DNA and certain characteristics from all your ancestors. Because you got to admit, to make it this far, you had to be like one of the better hunters and gatherers or one of the better, you know, better. And there's some people that are just like, geez, Louise, that dude, 150,000 years of evolution and we get this, you know, some guy riding around on a rascal drinking a big gulp. That we got that. Yeah, there's the end of evolution for that. Yeah, that kind of thing. Craziness, man. And it's sad for me because I say, oh, the other thing now I'm really like looking at is like not only your form, what you're made up of, all the DNA from all your ancestors and all the molding done by your environment, but also like they actually say like a thing where you know, to really kind of take care of yourself. And it's really interesting that so many people don't take care of themselves, you know, in all kinds of ways, you know. My